today is fuck-a-doodle-doo. It's the way you feel when you have no more fucks left to give. The word...
WSHF 567. WRWB 489, and we're standing by. Morning, Mike. Yeah, good morning, Sam. Does this thing sound normal? Sounds normal to me. I mean, it's your normal signal coming in. Days before yesterday, I left it out in the rain all night long. Heated up yesterday, Paul, so you can understand it didn't dry out. So I was just wondering if it was working normal. Yeah, it's working. It's taking a beating, that's for sure. You put it to the test. I'm actually surprised the thing still works. Yeah, I would say. If it went through rain and took a beating, what kind of radio is it? It's one of them kid radios. Oh, the kid radio? Okay. No, it's holding up. While you were talking, and just before you heat up, somebody was playing AI video, or audio recording, already. They can't help themselves. You know they're bored and stir crazy when they have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning just to do that. I got 3-0 turds being dropped off this morning. I told them after 9. Keeps you busy. There you go. You working? Yeah, I'm working today. Of course. I work every day of the week. Yep. So I'll be hitting the pavement here in about 3 hours. I guess today is AI audio day. Well, when you don't know how to fight someone, you have to use AI and the law, you know, to fight your battles for you. It really doesn't make any sense because it doesn't make any sense. I don't want everybody else to know. I don't hear the sense. Well, instead of, you know, trying to hide behind that or a Dutchie, it's like, you know, or QRM. I mean, just come out and say it. I've come out and said it many times, and so a few more of them pull about. Just my opinion.
Yeah, whatever. Are we supposed to get some rain today, or is it supposed to be sunny and cold out?
40% chance of rain.
Okay, yeah, because we got rain yesterday, but it was in the morning, and then it diminished towards the evening hours, and it got cold, man.
Yeah, we're supposed to get some snow showers eventually.
Yeah, hold on a minute.
WSHN 738, get a copy. WRWB 49. Negative copy on WSHN 738. This is WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
This is WSIP 284 to WSET 257. You copy? WSIP 284 to WSGF 896. You copy? No copy 257 or 896. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring. WSIP 284 to WSET 257, you copy? WSIP 284 to WSET 257, you copy? No copy 257, this is WSIP 284, clear monitoring. Thank you.
WSIK 839 listening.
This is WSIT 284 mobile monitoring. WSIT 284 clear.
WSEU 202, good afternoon.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
Got a rain sleet mix down here on 16 Mile.
You are WB 49 and we're standing by.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
What's going on there this afternoon?
Going good, looking for a spot to get some lunch from. How's your afternoon going?
It's going, I'm just heading back to work here.
Well, at least it's not snowing yet.
What do you mean? It did this morning already, for like a little bit, around like 10:30, 11 o'clock or so.
Interesting, I didn't get any snow up by me.
I was out by the bay earlier and there was snowflakes. And it wasn't, you know, for too long, but it was there for about maybe 15 minutes.
Gotta love the pure Michigan.
I'm telling you. One day it could be 85 degrees out, the next day it could be 25 and, you know, 2 inches on the ground.
Ain't that the truth? I'm just, my car reads 50 degrees and it's, you know, snowing, you said this morning, just amazes me.
A little bit of flurries for about maybe 15 minutes or so, and that was it, and it went.
I want to say it's supposed to get back up in the 70s either tomorrow or Tuesday.
It would be nice, you know.
It's always nice on the days I gotta work, and it's crappy on the days I'm off.
That's how it usually works, but
that is very true. I just pulled into this spot, gonna get some lunch. WSHB 336, clear.
We'll catch you later. WSBQ 996. Are you out there this afternoon?
What's happening, Mike? WSBJ 347.
from work. I need to stop on the way, get a few things.
You're coming home and I'm going back to work.
Again.
That's right, again. Yep. Now we got, what, 49 degrees? It's still sunny up here.
Yep, I got 50 degrees. It's sunny. Well, you have a good day at work, Mike. The rest of your day. I'm at my destination. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. WSDJ 347.
Joe, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
USLI 302, standing by.
WSEQ 999 WSEQ 999 WIUG 48 copy. Station 329. Station out there 329. WIUG 48 copy.
WSMI 591, you got a copy?
591, yeah, this is WSIG 474, you're coming in loud and clear.
WSMI 591. WSMI 591 testing again.
test. Anybody got me on a radio check?
WSMI 591, I just got a new directional and kind of excited to finally get contact with you guys. Am I coming in good or is it all garbly? WSMI 591 radio check. WSMI 591 radio check. WSMI 591, has anybody got a copy?
Yeah, this is WSLV 257. Got you loud and clear here from Carson.
I think the weather is impeding this. And fiddling with this antenna, it's really hard to keep the signal. How am I sounding? Anybody out there receiving? WSMI 591 monitoring.
WSMI 591, do you have a copy on WSHJ 270?
WSMI 591.
Yeah, do you copy WSHJ 270?
WSHJ270, I got you copy.
You know, where are you transmitting from? Sounds like you're just getting into the repeater down here in Mount Clemens.
WSMI-591, I'm out here in St. Clair.
You're in St. Clair, Michigan? That's a pretty good jump getting into Mount Clemens, don't you think?
WSMI-591, I'm out here in St. Clair, Michigan.
Yeah, you sounded real good that time. This is WSHJ270. You're sounding good from St. Clair, Michigan. Do you have your antenna on a tower?
Testing again.
I was just asking if you had your antenna on a tower. Do you have it up real high? This is WSHJ270. We'll be clear.
Radio check. And radio check. There we go. I got the clear to CB. This is WSMI-591 out of St. Clair. WSMI-591. It is snowing like crazy up here in St. Clair. I hope everybody's staying safe out there in this weather. Gotta love Michigan, alright? WSMI-591, monitoring for anybody out there. WSMI-591 calling WSHJ270. You got a copy still?
Yes, I do. This is WSHJ270. You're coming in pretty good here.
That's awesome. I used to have like a handheld antenna set up, and I couldn't really get anything. And I just picked up a DB25G with a Yagi directional antenna. So tuning it in has been quite the experience, and then realizing just how much weather can impact you. It's been an experience.
Yeah, I was wondering how high do you have your antenna? You got it on a tower?
I currently have it outside of a window on a pole up above my roof line with like a bracket mount that I shut my window into. Trying to come up with something a little bit more permanent, but this is seeming to work for the time being.
I was wondering about how high is it off the ground?
Maybe 30, 40 feet.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering. It had to be up pretty good there because that's a pretty good distance, St. Clair to Mount Clemens.
Yeah, I'm very thoroughly impressed with this directional antenna. It's only a three-element Yagi I purchased off of Amazon. And for me to be able to hit Mount Clemens is amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just good weather conditions or whatever, but you are doing the trip. Sound fine here, just slight static in there, but not bad at all.
I just got my license, I want to say, earlier this month, so it's nice to finally be able to chat with somebody.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of the old CB days, back in the 60s, we used to have a license, you used to use your call sign all the time. This is kind of replicating it, it brings back memories.
my dad's an over-the-road trucker, and he had quite the CD rig in his semi, and that's what inspired me to get into radio, and I've been listening to ham repeaters for quite some time, the K8FCI repeaters, and I noticed that GMRS I didn't need to have and take a test for, so I figured I'd give this a shot, and I've been studying for my ham recently, so this is all really cool to me.
Yeah, this is all I need. I don't need to get into all the ham bands. I used to have a novice license back in the 1980s, early 1980 there. I had a novice class license. I could only use a key, you know, Morse code. So I kind of got bored with it, I guess. You know, this kind of satisfies my my need for radio, I guess, for now.
I'm actually looking to get into Morse code myself. I got a buddy out in Oklahoma, and with the ham licensing requirements these days for a radio that powerful to go all the way to Oklahoma, it'd be easier to just do Morse code. He's already expressed interest in it.
Some of the lower frequencies, certain times of the day, I think they open up pretty good, you know what I mean? I don't know, around the maybe the 7.7 megahertz band, you know, so there are bands and they got charts you can look up, you know, and see which frequency would be best to try that particular area.
I still have to learn Morse code and get my ham license in order to get into that, but now that I can actually make contact on GMRS, I mean, it kind of really opened a lot of doors for me at the moment.
Yeah, I kind of wanted this for emergencies in case I need to get in touch with my wife during an emergency. We have options because when the 9/11 happened, you know, my cell phone didn't work.
I had a couple of bad storms knock out my cell service when I was living in Castro Township. So, I mean, having something like this where I could still get in touch with my girlfriend at work, you know, down the road and whatever, it would have been nice to still have that communication.
Yeah, I don't get out here very much, but every once in a while, you know, I'll just make sure it's working and see what's happening once in a while. It's, like I say, it's an option, and yeah, it satisfies my need, you know.
Absolutely. Is there much traffic on this repeater? It's more of like an emergency comms kind of thing.
It's been pretty quiet every time I turn it on. You know, there's a few people that come out here, but seems like it's not very busy. I'm kind of surprised. I don't know, maybe everybody just sits around and listens. I'm not sure, you know, but it doesn't seem too busy.
I've noticed quite a bit of traffic on ham. Different repeaters that I can turn into out here. And usually they got people popping on them sometimes early in the morning, called the morning brew, and then later on in the evening there's like talk shows that people host where there's like a topic of the day and they all get in and get in queue and chat about things.
They ever chat about how to get rich quick?
Everybody gave out those secrets. I feel like it's leveled the playing field a little too much.
Yeah, I'm getting old now. I'm running out of time, you know. If I'm going to get rich, I better hurry up.
I don't see it happening for me anytime soon. I'm only 28 years old at the moment, and the way the economy's been going, it's only going to get worse later I get in life.
I don't know. If you got a good idea, you know, you find something people need. I mean, there's always a way to make money if you got a good mind, you know what I mean? I've seen a lot of people, they got a good brain, you know, they put it to work, and they seem to be pretty successful.
I had this idea for a food truck, and it was staged, and we sell grilled cheeses out of it with like some different breads and cheeses, just something simple. And you go to all these factories for the midnight shift, and then you serve them lunch, and all of those factory workers, you know, they just pull right out to their parking lot, and they're like, oh my god, there's food. And I bet you could make a killing off of something like that.
Yeah, you just have to have the energy, you know what I mean? When you're young enough right now, you still got the energy, you know what I mean? So you just got to keep pushing, you know, keep trying different things, you know. At your age, you got plenty of time to fail and, you know, learn from the mistakes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been working at a dealership out here, trying to get into the automotive career. I'm starting to see why a lot of people are shying away from it, because I'm starting to see the bad sides of dealership life. But it hasn't been easy to do that.
Yeah, the auto business, there's plenty of room for advancement, you know. I mean, you study and maybe become a manager, you don't have to bust your knuckles too bad.
I noticed a lot of the service managers at dealerships, they definitely have their tenure there, where they've been with the field for quite some time.
Yeah, well, it's been good talking with me, with you, and I wish you best of luck. You're plenty young, so, yeah, try different things. Just keep trying different things, and, you know, hopefully you'll find something. So, you have a good evening out there. Nice talking with you. This is WSHK 270. Maybe we'll catch you again sometime.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure, WSHK. Sorry, I'm looking at WS8K270. I'll be monitoring every now and again, so if you ever feel like radioing out to me, you can reach me. This is WSMI-591, signing off.
This is Chris reporting from Madison Heights. I know I'm a bit further, especially with the handheld, but I'm a comb repeater. So please let me know if you guys can hear me pretty decently. This is WSMF-861, Chris.
This is WSMI-591. I'm receiving you, Chris. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I'm currently visiting family, and this repeater is a little more closer and better received than at my actual house. So I'm glad I can actually be able to communicate with it right now.
Always good to spend some time with family. I just recently got into this hobby out here. I'm surprised I can reach all the way out to Mount Clemens from St. Clair, Michigan with my setup that I got running currently.
Yeah, that's quite a distance. I'm actually surprised my handheld was able to reach over there too.
How long have you been in the radio hobby, Chris?
Probably about a month at this point, too. I know I started off with just a general curiosity, got the TMRS license, and then purchased my first handheld plus some extra antennas. But the longer antenna that came with it, the 15-inch one, that seems to work the best.
Yeah, I got a Baofeng UV5RM that I was using to listen to some ham repeaters for about a year. That piqued my curiosity, and then I picked up my DMRS license as well about, I think, 2 weeks ago, and then I built a DMRS base station, so it's glad to kind of get out there and actually talk to some people, and now that I can actually speak with somebody, the radio bug's got me dead.
Oh yeah, it's definitely rewarding when there's other people to talk to as well. I know I've been trying to monitor some of the AM radio repeaters from my place on that place too. And they do seem to be relatively quiet, but occasionally I do hear one person talking to themselves a little bit. As for the GMRS, I'd say that's the more active channel than there's what I've seen on the AM side.
If you're looking for some good and active repeaters outside you, Daisy can turn it into the K8SDI repeater out of Sterling Heights. That might be able to reach you. And at 6 a.m. every morning, there's like 5 or 6 people that tune in and do a morning brew conversation. Pretty neat.
Thank you. What was that frequency for that again?
So if you go on repeater book and you search up monitors in your area, you're going to want to program your radio with Chirp or a similar software, and then that'll set the frequency, the tone, the offset, and everything else for you.
I'm one of those freaks that kind of programs it inside of the Biofang 5R, and the only time I use Chirp is doing it, but that's all right. I guess I'll take a look at the repeater book again and find some of those frequencies.
Give me just a moment. I'll take a look at what the frequency is for you.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
How close are you to Romeo?
I'm sorry, what was that? I live in Royal Oak, typically.
I was asking how close you were to Romeo, Michigan.
It looks like it's about 20 miles from my place, actually. Yeah, so it's quite a lot.
So there's a Romeo and the Warren repeater. I feel like either one of those would be pretty close to you. Let me know which one's closer and I'll drop the frequency and access on for you.
The Warren location is by far the closest. That one's only 2-3 miles out from my place.
Alrighty, WSMI 591. The frequency is going to be 442.600 with an offset of plus 5 megahertz, and the BL tone is 123.
Perfect, thank you so much. I'll go ahead and program that into my radio so I can be able to monitor it as part of the regular channels I monitor.
My pleasure, Chris.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting you today as well. I think I'm going to go back to monitoring for the time being. This is Chris, and it was a pleasure to meet you. WSMS 861.
WSMI 591, pleasure meeting you, Chris, WSMS 861. You enjoy monitoring that new repeater for yourself, all right?
Likewise yourself. Have a wonderful Sunday.
Station out there with a 3RD, WIUG 48, copy.
This is WSMI 591. I got your copy. Couldn't really lift your call sign. You're coming in pretty loud there.
Yeah, WIUG 48. Copy.
WIUG 28.
488.
488-202, we're waving.
Are you still out there? Station 591, you still out there?
Yes, I am. I was away from the radio for a moment. What's going on, sir? How are you this evening?
Well, very good. Now, I got that Three Element Yagi. It's not the greatest, but I can give you a good antenna. It's going to cost about $99.
I was going to say, I got a three-element Yagi myself. I just picked it up for about $40. I'm all the way out here in St. Clair, and for me to be able to hit the repeater is quite wonderful.
I know, but you could hit two repeaters instead of one. But with that Yagi, you're not going to do it.
Would I want to upgrade to something a little bit more omnidirectional?
I'll get you one of them Harvest PC-200. Harvest PC-200. That's quite antenna, and you can get more in two, you can get more in one station. That three-element Yagi, I mean, it's okay. But, you know, all I hear is from you when you talk, goes,
yeah, it does come in a little bit staticky for me as well. So I'll be looking into a better antenna here in the coming week. But I'm glad that I could at least make contact with it.
Yeah, if you can take that Yagi back to Amazon, but that Harvest PC-200, it does a good job for you. It's fiberglass, and it's got 200 watts. PC-200.
Yeah, I'll definitely be looking into this antenna. I'm looking at it right now, and this definitely has a lot more everything that I need. So I'll definitely be checking that out. Thank you for the recommendation there.
No problem. I had one. I'm on that try right now because I'm a ham operator, also a GMRS, and that's why. But that PC-200, I had it. It really is very quiet. You don't hear no noise, no nothing, and it's very clear. And it's an Amazon.
Your voice sounds incredibly familiar. I might have heard you chatting on a couple of different ham repeaters. I usually monitor the K8 FBI station, and I feel like I've heard you talking to them once or twice before.
Yeah, I'm always monitor FBI. I always talk on FBI. My cosign, KFA-DRC. I don't know if you heard me on that GM repeater. I always go by KFA, Detroit, Rock City.
Yeah, I've definitely heard you on there. I think you were one of the first voices I heard when I got my handheld and started monitoring ham. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, I like it. I'm going to get my general very soon, maybe in a couple of days. And I can't go. I have an HF radio anyhow. It's a big radio, but it's an HF. And that takes you all over the world. So that's what I did, study for ham, and got my ham ticket about a year ago.
Yeah, I'm currently studying for my technician class, and then I was looking at some HF radios as well, or just for a base station out here. So, I mean, it's pretty neat to see how much it blends together between GMRS operators and ham operators, and how much it all carries over into different repeaters in the area, and how well-versed people can be. It's honestly a privilege to be able to do this stuff and have the technical know-how to get it up and running.
Let me give you an advice. If you're going to be on the ham side, then you don't need that antenna. I would just tell you. You need that tri antenna. That's all you need because it does the GMRS and also it does ham. So I don't know, but that Yagi is not bad, really. I have one. I don't even use it anymore because that's all. You got to have the right direction for that. If you have it on the right direction, you can get that station.
But that, I was telling you that Harvest PC 200, you can get, you can go on that 462-625. That's another repeater in Detroit.
Yeah, when I get into the ham stuff, I'll definitely be purchasing a quality antenna like this. And then I'll also be probably upgrading to this antenna before I get my ham license, just so this way I can experience a little bit more of the CMRS side.
Yeah, let me know. No problem. I will help you out. And that's why I always help people out. I've been on the GMRS since the 22. So I'm the, you know, the oldest one there since the 22.
I definitely appreciate the advice there. All knowledge about radio is very helpful, just because there's so much to it. You know, anybody that knows something that might help or, you know, improve quality of transmissions or receiving, it's all great knowledge to have. So I really do appreciate you sharing that with me.
Yeah, no problem. Well, if you get that antenna, you're going to have another frequency out there. It's in Troy. So, but there's no way you can do it with that three-element Yagi. Let me just tell you something, because I had it. I took it down, and it still is in the garage. All right. Good talking to you. And if you hear me out there, just give me a shout, and I will help you out as much as I know, as much as I can. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG88.
Absolutely. You have a wonderful night as well. WSMI 591.
Name here is Jack. I forgot to say that. You probably heard me a lot of time anyhow.
I knew it was you, Jack. I knew it. I just didn't want to call you by the wrong name.
Oh, no problem. All right, buddy. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 88.
This is WSMI 591. Jack, my name's Ian, by the way, if you ever hear me talking again.
I got you, Tim. No problem. Listen, another thing I want to tell you, the coax, the best coax out there with that antenna, LMR. I'm operating right now on LMR 240. Get the 240, you'll be okay with the 240. You know what I'm saying? The LMR 240, it's an Amazon too. And it had connector. Make sure those connectors are the 259. You know, it says, well, when you see it, or go on eBay. Yeah, those connectors, those are 259 connectors. That will connect to your radio, also to that antenna. Got it?
Yes, sir, I do. I believe I'm running T40 LMR right now with the 259 connector on my GMRS. So I'll probably pick up a longer cable for that new antenna once I get it.
All right. Another thing, don't go out there and order 100 either, or 50. It's, you know, find out where you're going to put it first and everything. You can go a little bit, maybe 10 over or 15, or maybe 20 over. It's 20 feet, a little bit more, you know, it give you more, you know, space to work with and all that stuff. But don't go out there with 100 feet. You don't need the 100 feet.
Yeah, having a little bit too much coax, it kills your transmit power from what I've heard, so that's solid advice there, Jack. Thank you so much.
I don't know if I monitor this. I usually be on 625 repeater, so I don't know if you can reach that 625. Excuse me. don't know if you're going to reach that 625 or not, but you probably would do it, you know, but that's what I'm saying. That Yagi, it's okay, you know what I mean? I had a gentleman who lives by the Willow Run Airport. He have a 7-element Yagi, and those are the best, if you want, or the 5-element Yagi. Those are the best. So if you can, whatever you want to do, it's your money. If you want to take, if you could take that back, and it's no problem, get the 5 if you want.
Yeah, I tried hitting the 625 out there in Detroit-Troy area with this, and I think the weather definitely got something to do with it. It's been snowing up by me on and off all day today, so I'll try hitting that sometime tomorrow just to see if I can, and then if not, I'll be upgrading my antenna to that that Harvest AC200.
Yeah. Yeah, go on the Harvest PC-200, you'll be fine. But don't get, there's two of them out there. Don't get the one manually do it. Don't get that one. Get already the one that's fixed. Then you don't have to mess around with it manually. Got it?
So I want the one that's already fixed.
The one already set up, it's about $99 and some change. The other one is a little bit cheaper, but don't get that one because it's very hard to manually do that antenna. And, you know, and that's why I would never recommend that one. I would recommend the other one, automatically set up. All they got to do is put it up and that's it. And that's what I did.
Alrighty, Jack, I appreciate it. I'll have dinner with my woman for the night. You have yourself a lovely once again for all these kids. Happy New Year.
And I'll be answering that Harvest PC-200. It's about 10 feet high from the ground. That's all I have it. All right, we'll talk later. WIG 48, clear.
WSMI 591, who's out there?
WRFX 966. WRFX 966.
station out there, 999. Station 999, WIUG, 28, copy. Station WSEQ, 999, WIUG, 28, copy. One more time. WSEQ 999 WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WRVG 771. If anyone out there has information on the Detroit repeater, I would appreciate it.
WSA 375, you're coming through clear.
I appreciate that, sir. Yeah, I was just looking to see if anyone had an idea when the Detroit repeater was going to be back up.
Oh, sorry. I missed that part. Watching TV at the same time. Have a good evening. WSIU 375.
375. No problem, sir. I get it. Yeah. WRVT 771. Standing by.